Second agenda item, matters arising. So, may I draw members' attention to 2.2? Well, basically, the Secretariat is still seeking comments and inputs from the government bureaus and departments on the revised action areas table. And because I think the major thing is this table summarizing all the major issues about the action areas have to be consistent among different task forces. So this is still under progress, and members will be updated about this in due course. So let us move on to item 2.6, paragraph 2.6, and that's also related to paragraph 6.6. So this is about the works for the turnaround road scheme at Tsim Sha Tsui that has been gazetted in September 2011. So far, a total of 7,500 submissions have been received from the public, and the relevant departments are still processing the public views received about these statutory procedures under the Roads Ordinance. So at present, I think the Tourism Commission is working very hard on the technical feasibility and the design of this tourism project. So Tourism Commission will consult the different organizations and stakeholders, including this task force, once a concrete design proposal is available. So that we still have to wait for comments. Is there any supplement on this? No? If not, then I think we need to move on. And this item will be dealt with when the Tourism Commission come back to this task force. Well, basically, that's the round up all the matters arising. Right? Am I right? Okay. So let's just move on to the major agenda item of this meeting. That is item 3 on the action areas. So in this meeting, we are going to look at a number of, yes, Albert?
Yes, Chair. I noticed that there was an outstanding follow-up action on 5.18 regarding Transport Department.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I just want to follow up on that and advise members that there's a genuine need for the subject for bridge, which has been ascertained regarding on the additional or wider for bridge at present, there's no need for such other options. There's no need for additional or wider for bridges. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, but can you provide us with the reasons for that? Has you conducted studies or, you know, follow up on this in order to come up with this suggestion for the minutes?
Yes, we have in studying this footbridge proposal, which forms a part of a 24-hour pedestrian walkway to link the hinterland, which is a Hong Kong MTR station, with the waterfront, and it was proposed and recommended under the Hong Kong district study. And under the KIL 1111 development, at that time we have come to a conclusion that the subject of footbridge is needed. And after the last meeting, we have conducted a quick review on the need for additional and vital footbridges. And having gone over, examined all the information and reviewed the situation, we consider that no additional or wider footbridges are needed at this stage. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Paul?
Yeah, Chair, in addition of the comments from the Audit Commission on the matter of footbridges, and the desire from the public has been ascertained by the Census and Statistics Survey in 2003, which shows that 70 to 80% of people actually want to walk at street level. I think it is upon us, as this is in the waterfront, we definitely ascertain the feedback from TD here and whether we agree or not. So I hope that TD can provide us the relevant information, and that it's not just for us to take the comment from TD, but we actually get the review from them, and so we can read it and study it, and then agree or not agree with the findings.
Thank you. That's what I would like to suggest as well. I think TDU can provide the Secretariat with the information about the study that have conducted about the needs for this footbridge. And I think, Paul, you raised an additional point, which is about crossing at grade. So that would be another issue. So the focus here is more on the footbridge and see whether there's a genuine need for that. And some further information would be good. So these the study will be provided to us, right?
Yes, Chairman, we will provide the funding of study afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. So is there any other missing items? Yes, Paul?
I believe that 337 on the Chun Wan action area, I believe there was some LCSD actions here.
So that's about the general management of the promenades, right? Are you referring to this, Paul?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so this will be dealt with at the Harbourfront Commission level.
Okay, but do we get a report when it will be done?
That would have to be followed up by the commission meeting, right, and the secretariat.
I know, but it would be nice to know when it's going to happen. There have been meetings already. It hasn't been done yet. So are we going to wait for 3 years, or are we going to get it at the next meeting? I mean, I think we should get a bit more clarity on progress.
Okay, so I think maybe the Development Bureau can supplement on this.
Thank you, Chairman. This item will be dealt with in the March meeting. Yes.
All right, so that will be dealt with in the March meeting at the Commission level. And actually, if you can see later on in one of the agenda items of this meeting, we are going to look at a specific case that is related to the task force, that is the management of the Avenue of Stars as well. All right, so any other missing points? Or if not, then let us conclude this agenda item 2, matters arising. So now